This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report of printing profits for the fourth quarter of 2010. All this is copyright 2011 by What They Think. Let's go straight to slide three. We had another good quarter for profits. In fact, the year was actually pretty good, $3.5 billion for the year. We'll look at the charts that show this shortly. The profits for the fourth quarter were $1.11 billion, and that, of course, is an estimate. They're always publishing estimates, and when we look at 2009, they're still trying to get that one right. Were the profits $700 million or $520 or $390 or $130, or now they're telling us they were $500 million. So it does bounce around quite a bit, but this is good news generally, assuming that there's no major revisions in some other direction. And when you look at the chart, you're going to see a tremendous disparity between shipments and also profitability in terms of their direction. Profits are definitely going up. They're not where we've liked them to be, but they are going up, and it's not because of prices, but it's not because of capacity utilization. It's because of the downsizing of the printing industry, losing a lot of our weakest printers, and we still have our employment going down, so that's a sign of that. So when you have fewer employees and flat sales, basically you're creating this kind of scenario. And we know from chatting with lots of printers that they are really got their costs down to the bone, they feel. There's no room for movement in terms of their expenses and their costs. Profits are going to be under pressure, as they have been for quite some time now. And our industry is restructuring. That will continue, and it's really important for firms to get out ahead of this, to be very active in this area, because as we've described it, we've got some breathing room here. There's a lot of things down the road, especially tablet PCs and more cost reductions in computing and communications coming at us. So it's going to be a very, very difficult time. Get out ahead of it right now and really work your organization to be not lean, because lean doesn't always give you a direction, but strategically appropriate and very, very flexible and adept at moving in the marketplace, and really start to be active in a lot of these other media, or at least have partners who can be for you. Just to give you a little perspective on where profits are, to get where we were 10 years ago on an annualized basis, our profit levels have to increase by about 50%. That would bring us up to about $5 billion in profits. And that wasn't good, because they have to rise more than four times to reach the level of industry profits that we had in the late 1990s. We're not going to see that anytime soon, but this gives us a little bit of perspective on that. So profits are going up. They're not what they need to be. They're not what they used to be. Shipment levels for 2010, starting with March, are going to be flat with last year. We had some really good numbers in January and February compared to 2010, and I would advise you to download the monthly printing shipments report to get a look at that. But those months were easy comparisons. Now we're really going to see what's been happening in our business. Anything happening with the Postal Service is still very negative for us, because they are not responding to marketplace conditions. And what are those marketplace conditions? That computing technology drops by about 7 to 8% per year, and the cost of electronic communications drops somewhere between 3 to 4% per year. And they're still tracking with the Consumer Price Index. That's another problem. The Consumer Price Index isn't reflecting all of the pent-up cost increases that any manufacturing company is having. The PPI was 11% on an annualized rate over the last 3 months. So as we've been telling printers, they should be using in their budgeting no change in shipment levels and a 5 to 7% increase in their costs when they're doing their budgets. So you can see how this can very, very quickly get out of hand, especially on the profit side. Let's go to slide four. Here is our profits chart. The blue line is the profits, which relates to the right-hand side. And you see we almost hit the $4 billion. to get back to where we were around the fourth quarter of 2002, that's the one that we have to increase by 50% to get there. And then at all the way on the left-hand side, you've got that little peak at $15.4 billion. We've got to be about 4.5 times the profits that we are earning right now to be back at that level. Now, that was about 12,000 printers ago. That's how many printers have probably left the marketplace since that time. So it may not be a good comparison there, but it just shows the difference in our industry over that relatively short, from a historical standpoint, period of time. Now, in slide 5, the Federal Reserve issued updates to their capacity utilization data, and it was really interesting because they went back more than 25 years. And so we thought we'd plot them both here. The blue line tells us what the capacity utilization was originally reported, and the red line tells us what it was in this latest revision. So when you look at it, the biggest gap is in the beginning of the prior decade, around 2002-2003, where they revised the capacity utilization up just a little bit. But it does still follow the same pattern. What a lot of people are shocked about is that the long-term trend, and we have those as straight lines there, the blue and red corresponding to their lines, is still down. A lot of folks are really shocked by this because profitability is supposed to be tied to increased capacity utilization. And one of the things that you find is that during that period that is on slide 4, where you have those highest level of profits, capacity utilization was actually going down. So it's another reminder that it's more important what you produce as opposed to how busy you are. We don't want to be caught in the situation of being able to produce unprofitable things very efficiently. And that's the trap that a lot of printing organizations get in when they're just looking at the capacity utilization. What was also interesting was that during a period around 2005-2007, profits were flat, but capacity utilization was going up. And now capacity utilization has collapsed, but we're starting to show some profits. So this is one of those quirks that you occasionally see where things are not always what they seem. So it's very, very important to keep pushing in as much volume into the most efficient printing businesses as possible. And if you don't do it, the marketplace is going to do it by making the inefficient ones leave the marketplace. So it's still a little uncertain. Are we just seeing the printing businesses who were having losses out of the marketplace, and therefore their losses are making everybody else look more profitable than they actually are? That's not for me to answer at this time. We won't know that answer for quite a number of years. So we've got to really look hard at our business and how well our individual companies are working in order to give that kind of answer. On slide 6, I thought I'd put up what's been going on in the publishing and advertising markets. You see publishing is on a downswing or downturn, as expected, even the book folks. The periodical publishers, they're still going down, but the newspaper publishers, that line may never end. That may keep going all the way down to zero, the way some of these folks are going. Look at what's happened to that business. That business was around $56 or $57 billion in annual revenues on an inflation-adjusted basis today, and they are down to about $35 billion. It's an incredible story, especially because of the reputation that newspapers had and the reliability that they had, and they ignored a lot of things that were in the marketplace already and just didn't know how to handle them. But advertising is on the upswing, and a lot of that is a shift over into electronic media. And we know that because otherwise these other publishing lines would start perking up, and they're not. Slide 7 shows that profits for the paper industry have gone up as well. The light blue line is the profits. That's on the right-hand side. And we're seeing profit levels that they had back in 2001 when the sales were a lot better. In fact, sales were about $20 billion better at that time. So they have had their shipments start to go up, and also their profits are on a good upswing since the beginning of 2009. This has always been a concern that the paper industry has not done its part to help the printing industry confront digital media. And one of the costs that is going up are paper costs. And that doesn't help us when communications and computers keep going down in price. But that's the nature of the marketplace, unfortunately. That's basically the way it is. Two things I want to bring to mind, and this is on slide 8. The first thing is that if you haven't yet downloaded Turbulent Path to 2020, the links are there. And also sign up for our April 20th webinar. The link is there as well. And then on the next slide, our e-store with all of our research reports are available. And then don't forget Disrupting the Future, which is our analysis and our strategic document for the industry in this time in the communications business. So be sure to take a look out for that and download that for free. Many of you have already read it. Many of you have gotten copies at trade shows and purchased copies on our site. We want to thank you very much for that. So our next profits report will be sometime in the beginning of June, is my understanding. There's going to be a lot of data revisions coming up. There'll be especially a revision of industry shipments data going back for the last 2 years or so. So we'll have a lot of things to report at that time. So keep an eye on my column at What They Think and also the blog, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again very soon.